Good morning, Willis, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start, Alan, with the name Zephyr Teachout.
Well, Zephyr Teachout, an unlikely name, but a genuine one, decided she was going to run for governor in a primary against Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, sort of true to form, decided that what he would do is kick her off the ballot because her credentials in terms of whether she lived in New York or Vermont weren't clear. A series of judges have now said, no, she gets to stay on the ballot. And frankly, I'm feeling pretty good about the judiciary at this point of the game because, you know, this is a very powerful governor. We know that he doesn't play well with others always, and you don't want to alienate him. So the judges seem to be being judges, and that's good. And they put Zephyr Teachout on the ballot. Not only is she on the ballot, but the Board of Elections have her above him on the ballot in the Democratic primary. Now, of course, what's happened here is that Cuomo, by trying to kick her off, A, looks like a bully, and B, gave her publicity that she never would have had. There are always primary ballot people run, this guy or that guy. But what's happened now is he's given her a great deal of credibility. And I'm getting telephone calls. The left is sort of mobilizing. If she gets over 30% in the primary, that would be extraordinary. She won't win, I don't think. But if she does, and if the protest vote comes out and the unions aren't endorsing him, all of a sudden, you know, his popularity seems to be in some danger. Although, if you take a look at the polls, he's so way ahead and nothing has moved. So he's going to win big. That is why this is an amazing, amazing turnabout that keeps Teachout on and allows the people who are resistant to Cuomo's popularity or rule to have a say.
The NRA is going to have a say, Alan. They have, according to the New York Times, taking an unusual step of launching a multi-million-dollar ad campaign, a $500,000 ad campaign against Michael Bloomberg, making him the political bogeyman, or at least trying to, in this year's midterm elections. They're also going after him on sugary soft drinks.
Well, sugary soft drinks. Here's a guy who tries to protect us from the guns. He tries to protect us from ourselves with the sugar consumption. Good man. And, of course, there are always those who don't want to be protected. There are those who say, you need an assault rifle to carry in your house, or you need this or that. It's crazy. And they're scared of him, obviously. Why else would they be doing it if they weren't scared of him, if he didn't have this kind of popularity, if people didn't like him? So, you know, they have to please their own membership. They have to please the gun people. So they say, okay, we'll spend some of your money defaming Bloomberg. But the fact is that we all know that Bloomberg is not doing this for any other reason except that he really wants to protect people.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, David. Always a pleasure.